Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Running late.
Yeah?
Right, you know,
a lot going on in
home
life.
Inspections, man.
Sure.
Trying to remortgage my house.
The fun stuff.
Jesus Christ, my kid got a ticket. Man, got a ticket. Remember, I'm trying to get that taken care of.
Oh, okay.
Which I appreciate.
Okay.
The guy who's helping me out, his wife called and said, "Hey, my husband might be able to help you." So,
okay,
there's a lot going on.
I thought you meant that there was another one. I was like, "Oh no, not another ticket." But you're referring to the one I knew about.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, home inspector's coming out. That's always exciting. I can barely sleep the night before a home inspector comes.
Ugh.
So exciting. Make a milk
and
cookies.
You just said I had to do this stuff. It was ridiculous.
Isn't the home inspector... Okay, maybe this is bad, but I feel like I've only been through this once. It was when I bought a house. And I feel like the home inspector was pretty much planted there by my realtor. Right? I mean, that's probably not how it's supposed to work, but I felt like he was the one who made sure they were the ones who inspected the home. And I just remember those guys being like, "This is the greatest foundation we've ever seen."
Right.
It seemed over the top. And I was like, "Do you guys work for the realtor, or how does this work?"
He came in, seemed like a fine guy, whatever, but he looked at my house, and there's things that I thought, you know, he might have a problem with. Like, I have some drywall missing in the laundry room where that leak
that
happened,
story?
Right?
Yeah.
I just haven't fixed it yet. There's no leak, but he was like, "Okay, yeah, like, it's fixed, it's fine." And then he's leaving, I'm like, "So, you know, how is everything?" He's like, "Well, there's a couple things I can show you're going to have to get fixed." I'm like, "Yeah, God damn it." So he's probably like, you know, put the drywall in. That's what I was assuming, right?
Yeah.
There's like, I have like, there's a piece of molding on the outside of my house, you know, like molding runs along the house on the outside, and the paint's peeling there.
Okay.
He's like, "Yeah, you got to scrape that and paint it."
Just on the molding, just on the piece of trim. That's it.
That's it. I'm like,
could you pull out a can of spray paint in front of him and go, psst, like, would that count? It's covered
said
now.
I had to paint it and make sure there's no paint chips. I'm like, all right, and then like two pieces of wood rot that are in the far corner of the house underneath the soffits that can't be more than 6 inches big.
Okay.
Like, he's like,
from
you
the gutters?
Get, yeah, I guess.
That area?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, you know, you got to get those fixed.
Oh, dude, my house
like,
never
passed
inspection.
Me, man.
So are you screwed now? Are you going to run out of time to get it done?
I don't know.
Oh,
I got a guy, one of our guys is going to come over. He said he'd fix it next week, but I don't know.
Well, normally I would say you can find a guy. You can find a guy to do painting and all that stuff, but what you need is you needed a guy to come do the inspection this morning. That would have been that would have been nice, but I guess that's why it works the way it does. You'll get it done. It'll be fine.
I hope so.
It'll be fine. It'll be totally fine. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about today.
Okay.
I got caught up on that. I guess
right now I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul, man. Like, I'm living in the margins, baby. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to pay these bills because they're going to get paid off when I remortgage my house. Let's not worry about it.
You're waiting.
And they're calling me and they're like, "Hey, you haven't paid your bills." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever, man. Don't you worry about it. I got a plan. And then this guy, he threw a wrench in my plan.
time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What are you doing, kid?
Odd things, strange things, weird things that you find attractive. I thought that's right up Laszlo's alley there. But I did get caught up on the Jake Paul. Which Paul is he?
Yeah, Jake
Paul. And
they fight Friday night.
You know what? It dawned on me as I was watching this. This whole time, I thought that the Paul that was the fighter was the older
brother. They both boxed.
Okay, but I guess I thought that this guy just
the older one fought, I want to say, Mayweather and was it Conor McGregor?
Oh, he's
I think
the
older one who fought those guys.
God, that is okay.
Well, I don't know if he's older. It was that was, you know.
It's the other brother.
The other brother.
The other brother's
I think
one
he's
that
older,
him.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very confused. I thought that's who this was. And even when I'm watching the beginning
of this thing. So that first fight that happened between the YouTube stars was the two brothers against two other YouTube stars.
Right. Okay.
And so now the other one is a pro wrestler and this one's a pro boxer.
Okay. And this one is maybe the younger brother?
I think so. I think Jake's younger. Logan's older, I think.
Okay.
And Logan owns Prime.
Right. He's probably, if we were to look at them, he might be worth a little more money. Like, he might be the slightly more successful one of the
maybe,
two.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I thought someone had told me that.
I would think probably
but...
that Logan is.
Okay. So, but Jake is the one who's fighting.
Yeah.
Well, after watching that whole thing, I go back and forth and back and forth.
About who's going to win?
Yeah, and I think there's several things just throughout, and that's they did a good job with this series.
They did.
Because that's what they want. They want you to be questioning it, and you're watching people who are definitely experts, boxing experts, who are discussing, you know, the pros and cons of each fighter.
Right.
And I have a moment where I go, Tyson is absolutely going to win this thing. And I have a moment where I go, Tyson is definitely going to lose this fight.
Right.
And I just want to tell you why I think that here in a second.
Okay.
And, see if you
and
agree.
I'll tell you why I have a pick.
Okay.
And
good.
Why I have that pick.
Good.
The Church of Laszlo.
So I'll just tell you real quick, because I watched all three episodes of the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing last night to try and form an opinion.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that Jake Paul takes fighting seriously. I understand that he's fought people. I understand that he has fought, like, not just people. It's not like that. If people think he just fights other celebrities, no, he's fought, like, MMA fighters and stuff like that. He fought he fought Fury's brother,
and
his
lost,
little brother. That's the one he lost, right? But he also,
well,
I think,
he's a real boxer, but he has fought mostly kind of those gimmicky fights
too,
Tommy Fury, so.
Yes. People who
he's
are
not
fighters.
His brother.
Yeah, not just fighting other YouTube stars, I guess is what
right,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Other people who have some fighting experience. And he,
but Jake Paul's
seems to be
mostly
serious.
Fought older guys past their prime who were MMA fighters.
A lot of MMA.
Or YouTube stars or, you know, I think he fought a basketball star.
Oh, yeah, he did fight the basketball player.
Knocked
him
out.
That's right. And it did knock him out. I only saw that in the Netflix thing. But I go back and forth.
So his lack of experience is one thing, and then the other part is Tyson's damn near 60.
Yeah, Tyson is 58. Paul is 28. Or 27. Maybe he just turned 28. Either way, he's in his late 20s. He's 30 years younger. And there are parts of that documentary series where I'm watching Tyson, and I feel like he maybe has a tough time walking. I don't know if you caught that.
He's not a little person, though.
I have not seen that. No,
okay.
I did that. I was really on that.
Mm-hmm.
But he...
You should fight Jake Paul next.
Did you notice in the show that occasionally it looked like they were trying to... Tyson would, like, get out of a car and he'd start to walk, and it almost looked like he was maybe stumbling or had a bit of a limp, and they would just cut from
that.
Oh, I noticed it quite a bit where it looked like he had a bum leg, almost like he was.
Okay, I didn't notice it, but
when he started sparring, he looked fine. And by the end of the documentary series, they get to the point where they actually put him in the ring with a sparring partner. They've changed the rules of this fight. It's going to be two minutes,
rounds. Which is, you know, helps Trump.
To help Tyson.
Trump. Helps Tyson. Two-minute rounds.
Yeah, because he's older and, you know, going 3 minutes would be tough.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Jake Paul did that.
Yeah, but maybe that was part of it.
3 minutes would help him.
Absolutely, because the age is the biggest thing that he has going against Tyson.
But I also think at 50, I mean, Tyson's in good shape. So is good shape good shape?
Well, they said strength is the last thing to go.
Yeah, but also in endurance-wise, like, I don't know, like, 58-year-old dudes run marathons.
I felt like by his own team saying that his strength would be good, the disadvantage for Tyson would be his recovery, his endurance,
right.
Where you go, even they're kind of admitting that that's, and maybe they're just trying to psych Jake out. I don't know.
Right. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, look, you know, I would think, I'm not sure that the endurance bothers me.
Yeah.
I think it looks like he's in good shape. My thing is like, I think what goes, and I don't know, I'm not, you know, I only boxed in high school, so what do I know? But I would think as you get older, from being older, is the eye-hand speed.
Well, that could be part of it, too.
Like, are you slower now? That hook that you used to throw, is that half a second slower? Is it a second slower?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm like, oh, boy.
Because when he was sparring, he looked really the same.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the same Mike Tyson moves that you've seen him do his whole career. The gloves up real close to his face. He moves his body with his head. It's the same Tyson thing that Tyson's
he's
always
not
done.
He's not changing his style.
So it looks like he's doing that when he's sparring, and it looks like he's pretty fast. Like you said, it could be as much as a half a second or so that could make the difference. So who knows?
And can he get out of the way? Because, you know, that his trainer, Cush...
Yeah,
that whole, and they bring it up, I'm pretty sure, it's been a while since I watched it 2 days ago or whatever, but I'm positive they bring it up that, you know, Tyson's whole thing was make him miss, make him pay.
Yes.
So I move my head back and forth, you miss and you're out.
Yes.
You miss and you're
out.
He
can miss 11, they show clips of him where professional fighters are missing 10, 11, 12 swings in a row.
Back and forth.
Because he's just moving, and once you've missed that many times and you go to take your breath, that's when Tyson
even if you not go to take your breath, he's waiting for that opening.
Yes.
And then he hits you once.
And that's it.
And it's lights out.
Yes.
That's it.
And I do think that most people seem to agree that if Tyson can hit Paul early and get a good hit on him, that it's going to rock Paul. They seem to all agree on that. That he's not really ready for Mike Tyson's punch.
I believe that.
And I think that's reasonable.
Yesterday, that, you know, when and again, you're talking about, you know, high school. So these guys are way better than I have ever gotten to. But have boxed before.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like if you've been in a fight, if people have, like, when a guy hits you and it doesn't hurt that much, you're like, I got this. I got this. I know I can take him. And there's been times where a guy would hit me and I'd be like, oh, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in a lot of trouble. And then there's another time where a guy hits you like, God damn, that hurt. That rang my bell. I am in a lot of trouble. I don't think, I'm positive Jake Paul has not been hit as hard as Mike Tyson can hit him.
That seemed to be the consensus on both sides.
I promise you he hasn't.
Everyone seemed to agree on that.
Right. When he hits him, it's going to be hard.
But if he comes out swinging, this is Tyson. If Tyson comes out really aggressive and Paul can get him tired early on, then he might have the advantage.
Sure.
So here's where I go back and forth. There were moments when I would watch Tyson working out or even just walking to get in and out of the car and things like that. And I thought, man, he's showing his age just walking. I don't know, man. The guy is 58 years old. It's not 48. You know, it's 58 years old. So that's a huge disadvantage. But then it could be something as quick as them showing a clip of Manny Pacquiao, and they're asking him as he's walking down the street, hey, do you think Jake Paul has any shot against Mike Tyson? He goes, I don't think so. He wasn't trying to talk smack. He was just laughing. And he's like, no, I don't think so.
Right.
And you go, okay, well, there's a professional boxer who's laughing off the idea that Paul... Now, also... Maybe it was lost in translation a little bit. I don't know. Maybe he's like, I don't really know exactly what you're asking me. Which one's the Paul brother? I don't know how close Pacquiao's been following this.
Right, yeah.
But when I see someone like him laugh that off and go, yeah, no.
Right.
Then I go, okay, you know what? Tyson's got a good chance. But all the odds are in Jake's favor. Like the betting odds all have him winning.
Like around plus 200.
And a lot of people are speculating that Tyson, during those press conferences, during this lead up, he hasn't been as angry. And it's almost like he's having fun with it, which is something he never really used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that his heart's not in it and it's just a payday? Which I think somebody on Twitch yesterday was trying to say that, you know, this is just a payday for Tyson. He's not really taking it all seriously. He doesn't care if he wins or loses. I think he's extremely competitive, and I got to imagine he does care.
I don't think he wants to get knocked out by... That's not what he wants his legacy to be.
Exactly. It
seems important. I don't think he wants his legacy to be, I got knocked out by... It doesn't matter how old you are.
Right.
He's a fighter. That's what he does.
He was the fighter.
Right. He was the best in the world.
He's the most feared man on earth.
Right. The baddest man on the planet. I don't think he wants to lose to a YouTube star.
No. But eventually someone did make the point, because that's what I was thinking the whole time. Other people had made that point. But eventually someone made the point that, you know, if Jake Paul loses this fight, he's basically done. Even his brother says that. His brother says, if he loses this fight, he can't lose this fight. Basically saying this is it for him. He can't lose with 58-year-old Tyson if he wants to be taken seriously.
Right.
But later, other people were saying, but if Tyson loses this fight, it doesn't really change his legacy. He fought a guy when he was 58 years old, and I was like, well, but doesn't it?
It does.
And they were saying that. it didn't, but I'm like, eh, I feel like it does. It's the last fight.
I don't think he needs to, like, I don't think it changes how bad he was when he was boxing. But I think what people will talk about is you got your ass kicked by a YouTube star.
Yes.
I mean, I think that that will be part of the discussion. He doesn't want that part of the discussion.
And people saying that this could be the most watched fight, I really thought was a bunch of just publicity fooey. But thinking about it, wait a second. Netflix is a global company with huge global reach. This fight is going to be broadcast around the world, and everyone has Netflix.
Yeah.
You're not paying $150 for the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
This could be. This fight will be the most watched fight ever.
I think Tyson's probably Gen X, but just take the actual definition of what that is away, and just from what we've heard and heard and heard, is okay, Boomer.
Right.
I feel like people are going to be interested because it's okay, Boomer, against that YouTube.
Snarky
millennial asshat.
Rich guy.
And guys, older guys are going to be like, knock that guy's ass out.
Oh, people are totally rooting.
And I think there's younger people like, he's going to beat that old man's ass. Like, so I think, the idea of people won't watch this because it's not a real fight. I'm like, no. People are going to watch this for a lot of reasons. It's Mike Tyson. It's one of the most popular YouTubers ever, and it's a generational thing.
Yep.
Your dad wants Mike Tyson to beat your YouTuber star's ass.
Badly.
He wants him to hit him so hard. He wants to knock him into Gen Z.
I'd like it to see it happen in the first few seconds. That would be amazing. But okay, so what's your pick? I know we got to wrap this up.
Well, you said you have a pick. I watched them both, and I'm with you. I would go back and forth. There's two things that Tyson said that made me go with Tyson.
Okay.
And the two things are, one, and Bandit on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo said it, why are you doing this? And he said, my kids don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm doing this to show them who I am.
It was a good
one. I'm like, that's a good one. And the other one was when he said, the difference between me and Jake Paul is that TV and newspapers and the internet made him a killer.
He's a manufactured killer.
He's a manufactured killer. I'm a killer. I'm a natural-born killer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I was like, yeah,
that was
you
awesome.
Are.
And there was a moment, too, when he said something about he needs to be ready for, there's going to be a lot of pain. It's going to be very painful for him. It's going to hurt really badly. And he didn't feel like he was just talking trash in that moment. It felt like he was saying, he's never been hit by me. I'm going to hit him as hard as I hit. And hearing all those people on both sides saying, strength is the last thing to go.
Right.
So if you're worried, does he still have the strength? Does that punch still hurt? It still hurts. It looked like he was doing pretty good in sparring. I mean, he looked quick. He looked like he's got those same moves, and that punch still looks real strong.
I wouldn't want to get hit by it, but, I will say, then I waver. I'm like, well, I mean, what does Vegas know that we don't?
Exactly.
Is Vegas just like, come
I'm
on,
with
man.
You.
I hear all this stuff. Yeah, we've seen him before, but he fought 20 years ago and got his ass kicked by tomato cans.
Yep.
Now you're telling me 20 years later he's really going to go get it again? Like, he wasn't great at the end, guys.
No, it's true.
He wasn't what you remember. Now, 20 years later, what you're saying, you're picturing him against Michael Spinks. We're picturing him against that Irish white guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And maybe you're also picturing this fight as Tyson versus some sitcom star.
Right.
Someone who hasn't been taking this seriously and hasn't actually been in some fights.
Right.
So, I'm back and forth, but I got to put money on Tyson just because I can't bet against him. I can't do it. But then part of me is like, well, but I'm going to be devastated if he loses. If I at least won some money, would that make me feel a little better? I don't know, man. I just can't do it. It feels sacrilege.
It feels like a big fight, doesn't it?
It is a big fight.
Like
I'm excited.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo! Gonna doom scroll in a minute, Hotshot?
We are gonna doom scroll. And we did clear up some confusion from earlier that.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor fought Mayweather.
And Logan Paul fought Mayweather.
And Logan Paul also fought Mayweather.
Yeah, okay. But neither of the.
Neither of them
Pauls fought Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor fought Mayweather.
This whole idea that both of them have had these pay-per-view style fights before is new to me within the last 60 seconds. Even watching that docuseries last night on Netflix, I just thought, okay, this is the Paul brother that fights. I thought one of them was a fighter, and the other one was the Lunchable guy.
The first big fight that happened was Logan Paul.
Okay, I don't remember that.
It was KSI.
Oh, that was Logan Paul, okay.
But then Jake fought on the undercard of that.
And did Jake fight KSI later, too? I didn't know that both of them fought, so I guess that's all that matters. I watched the docuseries. They run through Jake Paul's resume, so I guess that's what I need to know. I got to see clips of him fighting, and I know he trains hard and takes it seriously, so it is what it is. I still, even after our discussion, I'm like, on the fence. I can convince myself. I watch a clip of Tyson talking trash. I go, Tyson's got this. I watch a clip.
Right.
Of Tyson trying to get out of the car, and I go, Tyson might not have this. And I might have been reading too much into it, but I felt like he was showing his age at times. Also, Lazo, with the whole bird thing, you know, Tyson and the birds.
Yeah, he's always done that.
Yeah, I know he's always done that. That's how he got into fighting. I know the story. I've seen him with his birds. I know the kid came up to him and killed one of his birds, and that's how he got in his first fight. What do those people do with those birds? You fly them, and they come back to you?
Yeah, I think they're... Like, at one point, I think they were...
Did they used to carry messages for people? And so you train them to come back to you.
And live with you.
I think they still do the message thing. I think like, there's, like, competition where they, like...
He talked about competition, so I wondered what that was.
But, I mean, not really.
Yeah. Right, but it's for a competition. Right. Yeah, kind of like, okay, gotcha. I was just curious. I thought that's what they did. I thought they flew back to him. But every time I've seen a documentary about him, they always talk about the birds, but they've never really explained what it is. It's as if I'm supposed to know what that hobby is and what it involves, and I just don't. All right, we're going to do the news coming up here in just a little bit. That whole ballot box fire from right before the election, the FBI wants your help with that. And yesterday... We had our big UFO congressional hearing and got all the proof we ever needed that aliens are real, alien bodies are on planet Earth, we are reverse engineering alien technology, multiple countries are in an arms race, it was all on TV, and again, Lazo probably would rather watch the new Yacht Rock documentary on HBO, which does sound pretty good, by the way. I got a clip from that. You watched it?
Well, is it brand new? Because I just watched a Yacht Rock documentary like 3 months ago.
Oh, they said this Yacht Rock documentary is now out on HBO, and I hadn't heard of it. So is it the same one?
I saw two different
things talking about it. Well, we'll find out here in a sec.
The Church of Laszlo.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.